I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with me, your host, James Buckley, and sitting across the way on the posh desk. Not on it, obviously, although I wouldn't mind. It is my co-host, Jalal Hartley. Why are you looking like that? I was riffing. I went somewhere with that. I didn't know. I didn't know where I was going to go with it.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. How are you, Jalal? I'm not doing another one.
You'd like me to. You'd like me to be on the desk.
I don't know. I got asked to do another intro because the last one was rubbish.
I think you really nailed it.
So listeners, if you're listening to this intro, imagine what the last intro I did was like.
Do you want to know why I'm late?
Yeah, go on.
Well, you know, I've stopped buying shampoo to just like to try and save money.
Yeah.
Well, you know how like you go and use a tester of like aftershave if you've got a date and you just go and use a tester of Boots.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing that. I've been going into Boots and using the tester of shampoo.
Yeah. Do they do a tester of that?
Yeah, the one at the front. It's always a tester.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Anyway, so you've got to lather up and rinse it off with the Boots' own brand water is.
Yeah.
Was it Breck and Carrig or something? I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, so you've got to wash it off. But then you can't really go into that Boots again.
No?
No.
They've thrown you out the first time.
Yeah, so I've been having to find different Boots to go to each time. Done all the ones in London. I've got to go out to the home counties now to wash my hair. I'm saving money on shampoo, so that's...
Yeah.
So that's why I'm late.
What's coming up on the show?
Coming up on the show, we have Buckley's £3 bet, although we are... I think it's been extended into some sort of super bet.
We're going to do a bumper £3 bet. We're going to put £3 on... all the final 10 games.
Wow.
It's the final match day of the season.
We'll definitely be losing money on that.
I hope so.
It's also been a big week for our Dream Team Europe teams in the Dream Team Podcast League.
Can't wait to hear about that.
Nor can I. Plus, we're also joined by stand-up comic and Man United fan Darren Harriott. He has a lot of double consonants in his name.
He does, doesn't he?
Three. Yeah, that's just informational. Thing there. Plus, don't forget to phone in when you hear the phrase lovely Welsh lips.
But before all that, it's time for the news.
Hooray!
Big Sam mad about meditation. It's been a season to expect the unexpected, and I wouldn't have expected to hear the word Sam Allardyce and transcendental meditation in the same sentence. Mm. The Sunderland manager last week revealed the surprise method he used to relieve stress for the last decade. Can you do a northern accent?
I guess you can.
Yeah? Can you read the quote from Sam Allardyce?
It helps you cope with the pressure you come under in this job. 15 minutes, half an hour, you don't have to be going into a quiet room with music or anything like that. You can be anywhere at any time, finding a relatively quiet place and do 15, 20, 25 minutes, and it refreshes you and makes you feel good to push on.
What does he sound like? Is it
sort of like that? That'd do. They all sound the same to me, them lot. Jalal, what else did Sam Allardyce... Oh, yeah, that was it. Sam Allardyce was going on about Derren Brown earlier on in the season.
Was he?
Yeah.
Saying what?
He was saying stuff like, I don't know if he'll be allowed football, but I'd love him to come and... Derren Brown, my squad.
Oh, yeah.
Something along
That'd
those
lines.
That'd
be great lines. If you came along and Derren Browned my squad.
He said something quite cheeky. It made me laugh. Oh, yeah, that was it. I'd love him to come talk to my squad, but I don't know. It might be banned.
Does he do that sort of camp head shake?
Yeah.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Sam Allardyce. Yeah, he's a big camp geezer. Yeah. No, yeah. Say that to him when you see him next
Cameron Corners Lineker. Leicester's title win has made a mug of everyone, including Gary Lineker, who had promised to do match of the day in just his pants if the Foxes won the league. Lineker's been coy on the issue as Leicester have closed in on the title. David Cameron was actually asked in Parliament during Prime Minister's Questions whether Lineker should follow through with the promise. They asked that in Prime Minister's Questions.
Yeah. And if he's in his underpants, I don't think he should follow through.
Well, what colour are they?
I assume white.
No. Cameron said, I absolutely agree. I've been watching everything Gary Lineker has said since. He's not quite answering the question. Something that, of course, no one ever gets away with in this house. Lineker then tweeted, it seems David Cameron is keen to see me in my pants, if that's what does it for you, Prime Minister.
Lineker seems to have bottled it, hasn't he?
Has he not done the pants?
I don't think so. He's, he's avoided the issue since saying so. But you should do him in his pants.
Would
you be fair, I'd want to see him in his pants.
I wouldn't.
He's fucking... He's got a body on him. I don't know how else to say that. He's keeps
Why
himself...
would you want to see it, then?
It's interesting. Let's have a little look. If it was me, I'd be a bit like, oh, I don't want to do something in my underpants, which I have done before in the past.
More than that.
Yeah, and I've had that. That has been my attitude. If I was as fit as Lineker, I'd have gone, yeah. I'll tell you what I'll do. If Leicester win... I'll do all of next season's in my underpants.
Right. It'd be okay to do a podcast in your underpants.
Mm.
I mean, there was a time where you were just coming in your pyjamas.
Yeah.
I say pyjamas. It was one of those, like, velvet tracksuits you were coming in. You know, the pink ones.
With Juicy on the bum.
Yeah. And you had a little dog. You know when you had your lips done?
Yes, that was it, yeah.
Coming in, and you'd started growing your hair long and like you bleached it.
What?
Do you not remember that?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that?
No.
I remember that so clearly.
Do you? You get me confused with someone else.
Yeah, I might be.
Would you have any plastic surgery? Or not plastic surgery? That sounds quite antiquated now, doesn't it? Cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
What would you have done?
What would I have done? Well, as I've got older, my nose, the front of it has got more like a buttocks.
It does, yeah. It's got cheeks on your nose. Yeah, it's split down the middle. Nice,
that was
though.
Not there 10 years ago.
Right.
It's like a lady squatting and facing away.
I don't see it as a problem. Yeah, that's probably why I enjoy looking at it so much. If only I could see you sneeze.
See it when I've got a...
Evans above Trump's tweets. Staying with politics, someone that's not afraid to take it to America's political heavyweights is Seattle Sounders defender Brad Evans. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump tweeted a picture last Thursday of him eating tacos from a bowl, saying, "Happy Cinco de Mayo, the best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics." Oh, I love Hispanics! Look, I'm eating a taco! No! All that... Don't... That was a joke. I was joking, obviously.
Imagine if you said that about... I love gays. It's just, like, so transparent.
I know. USA defender Evans replied, "I'll play soccer for free," which they sort of do in America, "if I can smash your face into that bowl." He's such a tit. And the stuff that he said. I love Hispanics. Do you reckon he said it in that high voice as well? I love Hispanics. What? I love them. Listen, what does everyone say about me? He loves Hispanics. You ask anyone. He'll tell you.
Just before I die, I want that to be the last thing I see in here.
I love Mexican people.
Okay, I'm going to do the intro now, and I'm going to do it exactly as our producer Gunther has written it. He's taken some artistic liberties with this one. This is classic German banter for you. Joining us in the studio, a stand-up comic and a stand-up guy. They've both got the word stand-up. Even though he's a Manchester United fan. It's Darren Harriott.
Hey! Hello, thanks for having me.
Did you like that intro?
That was fantastic.
It was written by our German producer.
Yeah, you can tell that he's got that German sense of humour.
It's good, isn't it? Have you ever done
The sense of humour, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very quick. Efficient.
No waste
there at all.
No shaggy dog stories.
Straight to the point. No messing about.
How did you get into stand up then? What's your background?
It was basically just bored at college. I went to college just for the girls, really.
Was it an all boys college?
No,
you made a big mistake. What? I've only come here for one thing.
I turned up there.
Some stand up.
I turned up there and I just thought, oh, it's gonna be fun. You know, you don't get to wear a uniform anymore, and you know, you're like young adults, and you get there and you're like, oh, it's just school. It's basically just school, but there's like a big canteen. And then I saw a flyer that said there was this talent show going on, and I always wanted to do stand-up. And I remember being 17 and thinking, right, I'll wait till I'm 18. Because I thought I wouldn't be able to do stand-up until I was 18.
No, you can't do stand-up till you're 18.
Yeah, you literally got to wait. Even though now...
It's when you're 18, it's when your stand-up balls drop.
Yeah.
Right.
So I waited a year. And then I did my first gig when I was 18. And then, I've just been into it from then. It's a bit hard to really get into stand-up when you're 18, because you're 18, you just want to party and drink and, you know, do all that sort of nonsense. And then by the time I got to about 23, 24, you was out on the lash all the time.
What were you doing when you were 18?
What weren't I doing, mate? It was only when I turned 18 that people started asking me for ID.
Yeah. I had a similar thing.
Was you going out a lot when you were 17?
Yeah.
Oh. That's weird. I never went out anywhere until I turned 18.
If you go out a lot when you're 17, you look tired, and so you automatically look older.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And then you got rich, and life became a lot easier.
Really took off.
So you looked fresher.
Yeah.
And got ID'd.
The rich stuff came a lot later.
Did it?
Yeah. I was fitting kitchens and stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
How long was you fitting kitchens for?
I was still fitting kitchens after the first series of The Inbetweeners.
Was that just a fear of you just don't know what's going to happen?
No, I just needed money.
You just needed, okay.
They just didn't pay me any money to do that.
Wasn't it weird when you just turned up to someone's house and then
I would turn up to like Howden's to pick up a kitchen unit. Some bloke went to me, oh, you're that bloke off the television. I went, yeah. what are you doing here? I went, just picking up a kitchen for a client. For a customer.
That cleared that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to be somewhere.
That's true.
You live in London.
Yeah.
You're from Birmingham.
Yeah.
But you support Man United.
Isn't that how it's always
Explain yourself.
Isn't that always how it is for United fans? That's all I ever hear from people. Oh, yeah, it's typical. Well, it's all my uncles, and they all supported United. And I just, from when I was a kid, I remember I got my...
You're a sheep.
Yeah.
Go on, carry on.
May I say something? Man United have the highest percentage of home fans of any Premier League football club.
Hold on, what do you mean? How is there a way of finding that out?
It is true.
I assume they have the highest attendance at a game, but those home fans,
yeah,
most of them probably aren't from Manchester.
I believe that they are.
Okay then.
All right,
that clears that up.
Yep.
Your Palace, right?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, it's an interesting game coming up.
Interesting. It's a bit of a weird one for us, because it's like that's going to save Louis' job, apparently. But I don't think it will. Because it's Champions League. We've lost so much money over the past few years.
Yeah, I think for the fans, the FA Cup is very, very important. I think for the club, their league position is more so. But anything can happen on the day.
I'm thinking about putting a sneaky bet on Palace.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking about putting a sneaky bet on Palace.
Just in case, because
I reckon I haven't checked the odds, but I'm sure the odds are going to be pretty worthwhile. And because we're so inconsistent.
See, Gunter, our producer, told me that I might have to ease tensions between the two of you over the final. But you both agree that it's going to be Palace.
Gunther wanted to build a really tall wall between us that neither of us could cross.
I'm just so sick of the way United are playing right now. It's driving me insane. It's just boring football, and it all comes from because it's the manager Van Os. He's got that demon headmaster vibe, isn't he? Doesn't really show much expression. He's always sort of
When he started screaming Louis van Gaal's army, that was brilliant.
Louis van Gaal's army! Louis van Gaal's army! Louis van Gaal's army!
That's how he did it.
That sounds like Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Nager.
Sort of what?
You be careful, Joel.
Hang on, I was, it's a difficult word to say. I don't know how it's pronounced.
It's pronounced Schwarzenegger.
Ah.
Is it?
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I'll just say Schwarzenegger.
Sex masochism. Sex masochism. Sex masochism. Van Gaal. He was talking about Louis. He was talking about sex masochism.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was a really weird comment when Fellaini had his hair pulled.
Yeah,
and then Fellaini obviously elbowed him or whatever, yeah. and Van Gaal's response to that was that that's a natural response to having your hair pulled. Nobody likes it. In so many words, he said nobody likes having their hair pulled unless it's in the bedroom. That's sort of what he said, basically. And then he started going, didn't he go to the bloke who's interviewing him? He was like, go on, pull my hair, see what happens. But by the time he said, pull my hair, see what happens, there was an ambiguity over what point he was trying to make.
Yeah, right.
Whether he was talking about the reaction of Fellaini,
or in the bedroom.
Yeah. Only in sex masochism.
It's Dream Team Europe time! It's Dream Team Europe time!
Yeah, we haven't got a jingle, have we?
That was the jingle that I made at home. I spent 2 days making that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What did you record it on?
My talk boy. It's been a pivotal week in the Dream Team Europe Podcast League. First up, let's remind people of our team names. There's Buckley's Ball Boys.
Buckley's Magnificent Ball
Boys.
And Bovreal Madrid.
Yum, 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 let's unseal the lid on Bovreal Madrid. Yum, yum, yum.
Thanks to me, having plenty of Atletico Madrid players, I've had a good week. I'm up to 11th.
You're up to 11th?
Yes. But more importantly, I'm now just 6 places behind Natasha Jones, who was bragging about being ahead of me last week.
God bless her.
But the big news is, there is a new leader at the top of the podcast league.
Is it me?
No, it's not you. Right. The Dream Team, managed by Philip Richardson, have been knocked off their lofty perch.
I'd love it if you just talked like that all the time. My lofty perch.
Yeah, no, I think
as I sit atop here, my lofty perch.
I think our listeners can understand that I'm reading something at the moment.
Orating my podcast to ye.
The new leader is Josh Saville, no relation, and his and his team, Fuchs Aki FC.
You doing Terry Wogan?
Yeah. That's what I think my reading has turned into. They sort of like, well, you don't know whether his sentences are finished or not.
That's a pun.
That's a pun. Leicester's. Using Leicester's Christian Fuchs and Watford's Nathan Aki. It's better written down. Jalal.
Yes.
You assembled your team using the lowest amount of money possible and invested the rest in Bovril stocks.
Yes, but I'm still not last, am I?
Well, hang on a second. I just want to ask, how are those Bovril stocks doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's mainly me buying the Bovril, but, you know, it's going straight out of my pocket into my pocket.
There you go.
And the other shareholders'
pocket. Yes. So you're sort of winning.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because you are now bottom of the table.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Dan Wigley and his team, Inter Yanan, have overtaken Bovreal Madrid. Mm. How's that make you feel?
A bit hungry, actually, because Nan always makes me think of Nan bread and Bovril, you know.
There's only the Champions League final and Europa League final left to play, so only two games left for the table to change. So Gunther, can I still win this? Gunther's saying possibly not. What about Bovril Madrid? What are their chances now? Gunther's just saying nine.
I can end up ninth.
Apparently, yeah.
Brilliant.
Dunk.
I do think it is a shock for even the widest shouldered manager. Is that a saying?
He's the widest shouldered. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Well, there's an award for it, sure, isn't there?
No, but even a manager that can take a burden, I think when they come to Britain, they find it bizarre, the nature of the press and you know, the sports columns is what I think sells newspapers. I don't know anyone else that really reads newspapers that doesn't read it from back to front.
Back to front, yeah.
That's the Arabic way to read a book.
And it's also written.
Like wiping?
That's it, right to left. Mm. Like wiping?
Yeah.
What, you've got to go back to front?
Yeah.
You go back, not if you're a woman.
No, that's, it's dangerous.
That is.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, anything about the workings on of a woman.
Yeah.
We'd
be day men. Well, if I could afford to be there, I'd just get him sidetracked. Can we go back to football?
Doesn't take long for us to get to B days, does it?
I know. It's just
I've never used one of them.
They're great.
Oh, really?
Really hygienic, yeah.
Doesn't it not feel
just
really
gives you a good wash, wash.
No scratchy toilet paper, all that.
Because my friend, he has like a bottle that he uses it's just like he has like a water bottle. Yeah, it's like a big thing in like the Muslim culture that you clean everything, you can wash up to your elbows. Yeah. And he has a bottle and he uses water, doesn't use tissue ever. That's insane.
That's a good idea.
I've never prepared to like take a
crap. I always try and time them before I have a shower.
Yes, that's the ultimate, isn't it?
Yeah. After a shower, it's tragic.
Oh, yeah, God, I'm literally heartbroken. Honestly, it puts me in such a bad mood for the rest of the day.
No point having a shower, is it?
If I've had a shower and I get out the shower and then maybe 2 minutes later I go, oh,
no.
It ruins my day.
I've taken a garden sprayer in there.
Oh, a garden sprayer? Oh, you know, one of those things that you pump down.
You pump it up, and then you can get a jet or a fine spot or a mist.
You just use a leaf blower afterwards.
Yeah. I use a Kircher power wash.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Plug it
in. You must have to really toughen up for that.
Yeah.
How did you get to that point?
It's really difficult. It's like trying to shoot your own head off with a shotgun.
Use your toe.
It is difficult, but it can be done.
What do you guys think of Mourinho?
I don't think he's a fit for Manchester United.
Neither do I. The thing is, Man U have lost so much money over the past few years from the Moyes era that they just want gold. And they know Mourinho's going to come in, he's going to spend big, and we'll probably win some gold, but that's what they need. If it wasn't for the Adidas contract, we would be in serious trouble.
There's just this merry-go-round of Pep Guardiola and Mourinho.
I think the Premier League have won for next season with the manager battle. We've got everyone in. Pep, we're going to have Mourinho's going to be in.
You reckon he's going to be at United?
Yeah. I've been reading up that Giggs is saying he's going to leave if they don't appoint him. But there's no way they're going to appoint Giggs.
I don't think they can.
They can't do it.
I don't think...
They can't.
Unless I've seen Giggs say that from his mouth. I don't believe he said that.
Unless you've seen him say it from his mouth.
From his actual mouth. Yeah. Passing his lovely little Welsh lips.
Because what they're saying is he doesn't want to go and manage somebody else, because if he fails, that's it. He won't get the Man United job. Doesn't matter what happens at another team, he's not going to get it. So he wants to get it now.
In some way, you can't really be expected to have that job the back of nothing.
He would be a really bad choice right
now. I'd like to think he would put the club in front of his own ambitions.
Yeah.
He must step back and say, it's not going to do me any harm getting more experience, working under different people, seeing how different people work. Surely that's in the benefit of Manchester United. But you definitely think Mourinho's coming in?
I just think they want gold so much.
He's a quick fix, isn't he?
He's a quick fix, that's all he is.
He's got a sell-by date.
But I still think the way he left Chelsea, and all, I feel like he's going to bring in bad vibes.
He's been very moody on this podcast.
He has been moody on this podcast.
Storming out to go to the toilet.
impossible to interview.
He can't even work a door.
No.
He kept pushing it instead of pulling it.
This season he seemed even more unstable. It crossed that point of being entertaining for me, whereas I just thought, you're just a bit of a nutter.
But you think about
it. Is that PC? You're allowed to say that?
Nutter?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they call him now.
Yeah.
It's gone full circle.
Sure.
And if he comes next, he's got to deal with Pep, who's like his arch nemesis. So he's got to try and keep his cool around him, and those two cannot stand each other.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a puppet? A puppet playing football. Just a hand, you know, with a hand puppet.
Just the legs hanging over.
Yeah.
With the ball just
Yeah. And like the guy operating him sort of dressed in black so you can't sort of see it. Well, if it's a night game.
Just wears green.
Yeah, if he wears green, if it's the daytime. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
It'd be nice.
For a friendly.
Right.
Like, is the ball an actual ball? Or is it like also a puppet, so there's another guy with a string?
It's just a disc. It's a paper plate on a bit of string.
Yeah.
And they can never get it because he just keeps yanking it away.
Oh, okay. So it's like a cat and a ball. Yeah. Something just chasing after it.
Yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
What?
I'm just saying. Okay, it'd be nice just for a friendly, just to mix it up a bit. Otherwise, it's just the same old thing.
I've got loads of questions.
Athletes being terribly good at what they've trained for a long time.
Yeah. I guess I see your point in a way.
Thank you. Finally. It's only taken 9 months.
It's Barclays £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
It's time now for Buckley's £3 bet, where we put £3 on 3 games per week. Last week, we both went for Palace to draw with Stoke, but Palace won, which I didn't mind about. We both went for Liverpool to draw with Watford, but Liverpool won, which we didn't like so much on this podcast. And we both wanted to go with City to beat Arsenal, but I was the bigger man, so I stepped aside and went for another draw. So 1-0 me. I went for 3 draws last week. I only got 1 right. You got none right.
What?
You got 0 right.
That's embarrassing.
The current scores for the £3 bet this season are: I am £45 in debt, and Jalao is still in profit by £13.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that's going to change, though.
No, I think there's only, like, we're only going to do one more £3 bet, so whatever happens, you will be £10 up. At least.
Oh, really?
And I should say, this week's £3 bet, we're going to be spreading it over 10 games.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I would be able to do that without some help.
Well, we're going to have Darren help us, our guest for this week.
Darren, where is it? Oh, hi, Darren. Still here.
Really?
Still,
right.
You haven't left yet, have you?
No, I'm still here. Chilling.
So what? During all those other bits where it was just me and James talking, were you just here listening?
Yeah, I was just here, just tuning in.
All right.
It's the final match day of the season this Sunday. Every team is playing at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Let's rattle through these, shall we, Jalao?
Yeah.
Right. Arsenal Villa. I'm going to go for Arsenal. Arsenal at home.
Oh, yes.
What did you go for?
Yeah, Arsenal.
Arsenal. Yeah.
Arsenal, right.
Arsenal, yeah.
Chelsea-Leicester, I think that's going to be a draw.
Chelsea-Leicester. I want to say Leicester.
I'm going Leicester as well.
Okay.
Thank you, Darren.
Everton-Norwich, I think Everton will win that.
Yeah, I was going to say Everton will win that.
I'm going for a draw.
United-Bournemouth.
We need a win, so I want to say a win. I want to say United.
I think United will win that.
I agree.
Newcastle-Tottenham.
Tottenham win.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to say draw.
I think it might be a draw.
I'm going to say draw.
I'm going for a win.
I think Newcastle might get something out of it because Tottenham have got nothing left to play
for. That's what I mean, yeah.
Tottenham win.
You going for a Tottenham win?
Yeah.
Okay. Southampton Palace, Crystal Palace away. Just by going on their league form this year in 2016, I'm going to say Southampton.
Really?
To take all 3 points, yeah.
I say draw.
I'm going draw.
Going to draw. Stoke West Ham. I think Stoke will win that.
You do?
Yeah, I think
West Ham tasty at the minute.
I know they are, but yeah, I think West Ham are going to be deflated. I think Stoke will win. You're going for West Ham?
Yeah, I'm going West Ham.
Draw.
Draw. Swansea, Man City. I think City will win that. Even though Swansea looked good against...
I was going to say, yeah, Swansea looked good. I'm going to say draw.
Interesting. I am going for a City win.
Okay.
God, this is exciting,
it's
isn't
good,
it?
Isn't it? Watford, Sunderland. I'm going to... for my mate Jalal, I'm going to say Watford.
Yeah, I'm going to say Watford.
I'm saying Watford too.
West Brom, Liverpool.
Liverpool win.
I'm going to say a draw.
Liverpool.
Okay. That was Buckley's bumper £3 bet.
Well, it looks like it's the end of the podcast.
We've managed to make it to the end of the podcast. Keep subscribing.
I'm worried that some people who have already subscribed, they're trying to subscribe again and then unsubscribing, because it's probably the same button, isn't it?
Oh, shit.
It's like pressing Dolby on and then pressing it off.
If it already says... Also careful about using words like Dolby.
What, that's...
It's ageist. It puts you in a bracket, I think.
Right. I mean Dolby 3D.
Yeah.
Not Dolby noise reduction that you used with cassettes.
Yeah, we need to read out some more reviews. But to do that, we need you guys to write them. So leave your reviews on iTunes. Make sure you give us 5 stars. If you give us 5 stars, you then get carte blanche to write whatever you want, no matter how offensive or personally me and Jalal take it.
And carte blanche will read them out. Hi, I'm carte blanche, and I'm going to read out your reviews.
Hi, carte blanche.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I'd love to carry on this comedy character, but I've got tied up in my chair.
James is tied up in his chair.
In the meantime, it's goodbye from me and goodbye from carte blanche.
Goodbye, folks. I love you!
I'm feeling glad all over, yes I am, glad all over.
So last year when I was in LA, before I got booked on a job, and I was like going for ages thinking, I'm not going to get a fucking job out here. I was thinking, I might become Scientologist.
I've sometimes thought about it.
I thought, oh, should I just become a Scientologist and just get in with that?
Yeah.
With that, what's his name?
You know how, like, some guys pretend to be a Christian just for the women at the church?
Well, it was either...
Yes. If you go on the Alpha course.
Some guys pretend to be gay so they can go shopping with a girl and watch them get changed in a...
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of like that. Yeah, yeah. You've done that as well, have you?
I've pretended to be gay just to go shopping with guys.
Right. So I can see them change, but I'm not. The joke's on them because I'm not really gay.
Yeah.
I only think I'm enjoying it, but I'm not really.
Yeah, I'm pretending to get a, you know,
erection.
A lob on.
Lob on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.